listener note. This show contains adult content and strong language.
Fast as I can, but safely. I got my hand on this tunnel wall here. Gotta watch out for that third rail right there, or I'll end up like Arby's or Cleats. Fuck, I can see that station right down ahead of me. I can beat this train there. Getting closer to the platform. There's not a lot of people up there. Maybe no one will notice if I... Fast. I climb up this metal ladder on the wall just like the one I came down on. My fucking feet get up to the platform just in time before... And I get on this train. I didn't even see what stop that was. But then I catch myself in that window. My reflection. What happened to my face? My cheeks, my eyes. I'm wasting. How long was I down there? Prospect Avenue. Am I in Brooklyn? Sir? Sir.
Sorry.
No, did he just say Prospect?
I don't have any money, sorry.
Hey, I wasn't asking for money, man. The fucking asshole. So I just ride this train all the way out to the platforms above ground where it's so bright. This fucking sun.
This is the last stop on the train. Going to Yonge, the
Coney Island, the end of the line. I haven't been to Coney Island since I was a kid, since before my mom got killed. Her and my pops used to take me to the beach out here. This sun is fucking blazing. I gotta squint so hard. It's summer. So I walk past all those old carnival rides, that big Ferris wheel and shit, over to the boardwalk with all these, like, drunk chicks and tourists, to the beach. Where there's all these families and all these people are staring at me.
Sweetheart, come back. Stay away from home.
So I'm that person now. And this water is so cold. I don't know if I'm about to drown myself or wash myself or float out to fucking sea till I find some other landmass or get eaten by something bigger than me. What just happened? What the fuck am I gonna do now? I'm just standing in this water, watching like the layers of dirt starting to dissolve off of my arms.
Ow!
Some fucking kid just kicked me in the face. I'm just like standing on this beach. Cooking under the sun, squinting, breathing. The air is a miracle. And then I walk back toward the boardwalk. I don't know where I'm going. Where am I going? Carnival rides, a Ferris wheel. And I notice there's a woman following me. White woman. Blonde white woman. I just keep walking over back in the direction of the subway. But then I hook her right. I'm trying to throw her off, right? Because she could be a cop. Or maybe she's just some bitch trying to start shit. I don't know. So I keep walking past all those candy stores and through that, like, beach shop place. She fucking follows me through that beach shop. Seems like she's trying to get a good look at me, and by the time I get all the way out in front of the circus sideshow...
Dolores Roach?
And I honestly didn't even recognize you at first.
Dolores Roach? It's Georgie.
Georgie?
From Hunter? College?
Holy shit, Georgie!
My goodness! I was just dropping off my son at the aquarium and thought I'd take a little stroll by the beach before I drive back up to... back home, and I couldn't believe my eyes! Dolores Roach!
It's really me. It's good to... it's been a long...
Did you lose your towel? You're dripping like you...
You know what happened? I was swimming and I had... somebody stole all my stuff!
Oh, no!
Yeah, because I'm the dumbass who left it on the beach, so my towel, my wallet, my stuff,
you know? Oh, my goodness. Are you here by yourself?
Yeah. Yes, but...
So you're stranded. All right, let me buy you a towel or something first. You can use my phone.
No.
Now, come on, I insist. Let's get you dried off.
No, thanks, but I appreciate...
Just so you're dry on the way home. Come on.
So I went with you back to that beach shop where you were just following me. And I let you get me that Coney Island towel and this t-shirt and these shorts and the flip-flops.
Well, I've got my car just over in the lot there. I'm happy to give you a ride home.
Oh, no, don't worry about it.
But we could... I'd love to catch up some more to hear about what you've been doing.
I'm not going home right now, so I don't need you to drive me anywhere.
Okay, well, then maybe you'd like to get some lunch. Oh, we could go over to Nathan's for
hot
dogs.
I'm really not... I mean... Thank you for the clothes, but I'm not hungry, so...
Do you have anywhere to...
I'm good. I'm fine. It was nice to see you.
I know you were at Bedford Hills.
How? Dominic told you?
What?
I don't know. Who else would have told you I was in...
Because I followed your case. Nobody had to tell me.
Oh.
You were my friend. You were my close friend. I was at your dad's funeral. Of course I knew what happened to you.
Well, it all worked out just fine.
If you don't have anywhere to go, you can come to my house if it's, you know, if you don't have...
Yeah, I'm not your fucking damsel in distress charity project, okay? I can take care of it.
Oh, goodness, I didn't mean it
you
like...
You followed my case? You knew I was at Bedford Hills? Thanks for all the visits and the letters. Oh, no, wait.
You have no idea how often I think about you and about... Look, you don't have to... You know, I'm not saying come live in my house, but at least let me... If you need help.
Why?
Because you're clearly in need of... And I'm able to...
You haven't seen me since we're, what, 22? You knew I was in prison because of some shit that my... That a guy you introduced me to got me into. Now you want me to get in your car to go to your house? Why?
Well, what are the odds of running into you like this?
Yeah. What are the fucking odds? So I followed you to your pretty blue car, because what else am I doing? And your car smelled like apple cinnamon. And you cracked the window. Because I know I did not smell like apple cinnamon. You didn't tell me, like, where's your house exactly?
Oh, we live up in White Plains now. It's about an hour's drive. Used to be in Manhattan for a long time, but I'll happily take the commute over having to share a washing machine with the rest of the building.
White Plains? Is that Westchester?
Westchester County, yeah.
Hmm. So not far from Bedford Hills?
No, not far.
Are there gonna be other people there?
At the house? No.
Because you said your son's at
the aquarium.
But, like, your husband isn't home, or...?
We're separated. Just Henry and me now. My son. I didn't introduce you to Dominic.
Yeah, you did.
No, we met him at the same time. I was there.
You're the one who called him. You're the one who was buying. I was just...
But not...
I didn't want you alone in Washington Heights at night to buy weed.
But that's not introducing.
You know what happened to him?
What happened?
No, I'm just asking, do you know what happened?
Oh, no.
He was the love of my life. Fucked me over pretty bad, too.
He's into... Henry's into oceanography, marine animals. He loves that Coney Island aquarium. And I only agreed to drive him all the way there because otherwise I'll never see him. I had him trapped in here with me for a whole hour. That's a rare event. I didn't know I'd have company going back home, too. Lucky me. I'd love to make a nice dinner for us and Henry. Maybe a lasagna?
Pull over. Pull over, please. Pull over. Pull over. Pull over. Pull over. Pull over.
Let's get you some water. Or do you want to sit in the air conditioner?
Stop. Just shh. Don't say anything. Just for a second. Have you looked me up on the internet?
Not recently, no.
I've been underground, okay?
Okay.
In a subway tunnel.
Oh. Literally underground.
Yeah. Under Manhattan. Brooklyn, I don't know.
When you got out of Bedford Hill?
No, just since I was out for about... I don't... Back where I... Uptown, where I lived before, and then I had to go underground for a while.
Right.
And I just came back up, like, just before you saw me.
Today?
Yeah, today.
Oh, my... Why?
Why? It wasn't safe down there. But there's people up here looking for me now, because there's some shit because there's some bad shit that happened after I got out, and I don't want to... I can't drag you into it too, okay? So I think maybe just take me back to Bedford Hills.
I'm not going to take you to
Bedford. You should leave me here before something bad happens to you. Fuck! The sun is so bright!
Dolores, you're my friend. You're my friend. Please, come have dinner.
And your gorgeous house with those sunflowers out front. And you took off your shoes in the, like, foyer. So I took off my flip-flops. And your carpet on my bare feet. The softest thing.
Welcome to our humble home. The kitchen's this way.
And I saw that photo on the wall. You and that, like, Swedish-looking guy. Maybe your husband. And the kid. He's real little and brown. And your big bookshelf with all those copies of the same, like, five books. And that, I recognize that one with the bright pink. Compelled to Kill. That's the book Cleats had. It's got your name on the spine. Did you write all these books?
I did, yes.
Wow, so you're like a serious writer now?
I am. True crime.
True crime, of course. What are the fucking odds? You must sell a lot of books with a house like this.
Well, we're all captivated by murder, aren't we? It's the single greatest threat to our survival. How about some wine, huh?
I better not, but I need to... Listen... I gotta show you something, because you're gonna find it anyway. I think I better, you know, get ahead of it. And you brought out your little computer thing.
This one?
Yeah. Yeah, the one with the picture of Empanada Loca. You're still reading?
Mm-hmm. Wow. And then you've been underground until...
Here I am.
Goodness.
In White Plains with Georgie.
Right.
You're really calm, considering.
I've had a lot of experience with this kind of thing.
This kind of thing?
Well, no, this is extraordinary, no question about it, but I have experience with people who've gotten themselves wrapped up in criminal activity. I tell other people's stories. That's what I do. Is it true?
Yes.
Then would you consider telling me?
Don't even fucking say it.
So you were thinking the same thing?
No, I wasn't. I think you were thinking it, but I would...
Why not?
Because I would go back to prison.
You'll most likely go back to prison anyway. I don't mean to be insensitive, but there's an investigation, and you yourself 20 minutes ago were talking about turning yourself in.
Then I should go back just right now. If it's like that, why am I even here with you?
I have found in my work being able to explore humanity and certain violent crime, the public can be much more forgiving than we give them credit for.
I don't want the public to forgive me. I don't want the public to know who I am. I want to do good now. I need karmic realignment. I'm not trying to get famous.
Not to get famous, to give back. To do good.
That's not doing good. That's incriminating myself for, like, cheap entertainment. No offense.
No.
That's being a fucking circus act. The Sweeney Todd of Washington Heights.
Then don't tell me that story. Tell me about the tunnels.
Oh. The tunnels.
You went down? Uptown?
Yeah.
And then came out on Coney Island 2 months later? So what happened in the tunnels? Earlier this year, a colleague of mine was researching urban cults. He heard about a group of people under New York City who'd been hoarding weapons. He went down there to find them, my colleague, and he never came back up. The NYPD won't acknowledge it, or the MTA. And they don't want the public to know what's happening right below them. Did you see any indication of anything like that? Because if you did, you could help a lot of people.
That's exposing people underground for my
Not at all. I want you to have an outlet, a platform to help us understand what goes on down there. And for the people who don't have anyone to advocate for them, for the people down there, whoever's still down there, who you left behind.
There are some people still down there. I wish I could.
Then for them. Not for you, and not for me. Tell me what happened in the tunnels.
Right now?
Well, it's fresh. Henry won't be back for a few hours.
Don't you have to pick him up?
No, he takes the train home.
Oh, alone?
He's 17.
Oh. I need you to tell me something first, okay? I need you to be honest, seriously.
I will only ever be honest with you.
Was it a coincidence you were at the beach?
Yes.
But today, just when I happened to...
Yes, how could I have known?
I don't know, but it's like weirdly...
Even if I somehow knew you'd been underground, there's no way I could have known you'd turn up on the beach today in Coney Island. Absolutely no way. That's why this is so, so extraordinary. Tell me what happened in the tunnels.
The tunnels... You want to know what happened in the tunnels? Okay. Here goes.
There's a tail in my room. Like a
door. This is not going to get away with this!
And now, have I been talking for over 2 hours? That was your friend, wasn't it? Who they made me.
I think you are extraordinarily brave.
Brave? I killed your... I cooked your...
After dinner, I'll get the guest room set up. Oh, this cantaloupe looks juicy. I want you to stay with me for a while before we do anything else.
I think I should probably get as far away as I can, as fast as I fucking...
Why? I have plenty of space here, and I can protect...
I gotta go off the grid.
Don't be silly.
Why did I tell you all that?
I told you, you're safe
no,
with me.
No, I'm sick of people telling me I'm about... safe with them. I can't stay another place with another person who wants something from me. I am dangerous.
Henry? I have someone here, darling, an old friend. Henry?
I heard you.
Teenager.
Is there food?
Holy shit.
Not yet. Why don't you give us a second, sweetheart?
Holy shit.
What?
He's...
You look just like him.
Let's wait till after.
Like who?
Dominic.
The Horror of Dolores Roach, created by Aaron Mark, with performances by Daphne Ruben Vega, Luca Costanzo, and Amy Ryan. Written and directed by Aaron Mark. Executive producer, Mimi O'Donnell. Senior producer, Katie Pastor. Producer, Daphne Ruben Vega. Associate producer, M.R. Daniel. Recording and engineering by Armando Serrano. Sound design, Foley recording and mix by Daniel Brunel. Score by Allison Leighton Brown. The Horror of Dolores Roach is a production of Gimlet Media.